This ball rolling. I'm going to call to order the Steuben County Land Bank meeting for August and approval of minutes. Can I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
All right. Second?
Aye.
All right. Any changes or additions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
No. Oh, so we're approved. No one has any changes. Treasurer's report. Any comments or questions on the treasurer's report? No? Okay, we'll move on to Arbor.
To tag on real quick, we did submit a request yesterday for reimbursement for $76,000 through LBI2. We probably should have that sometime late this week, early next.
$76,000?
Yep. And that's mostly College Ave. Majority of it is. There you go.
And that'll be reflected in the next, hopefully, in the next
week. Yep.
Yeah, they usually get back to us about 10 days later. So it was College Ave, the pay apps for those finalized. The phase one and asbestos for River Road and the clean out for River Road.
All right, so moving along on the updates. So College Ave is 100%, 100% completely done. So that is ready to go on the market. We had our realtor that we contract with, Maggie Horan out of the Arkport area with Keller Williams. Her suggestion, and we went over with Arbor, our suggestion would be a list at 109.9 immediately. With your approval and get that on the market for showings.
What was the amount?
109.9.
Can I have a motion to list it at 109.9? Second?
Second.
Any discussion? I don't know if that's.
So we have a little bit more in that. Into it, but it's all been reimbursed through the grant fund. So truly the sale is what the land bank makes on it. Market could be up to 120-ish, but we all kind of looked at everything and thought that 110 would probably work down a little bit. Would be a good point.
And no restrictions?
No.
That's good.
No income restrictions.
Yeah, given that area, I think the 110 goal is reasonable.
Yeah. We want to sell it. So
correct.
And it'll be listed soon.
Week? I would imagine very soon.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody have any questions? Additional questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries.
The other one that we did the clean out on River Road. We'll have the specs here soon enough, but that will be ready to kickstart here probably October, November area. But just want to keep that on your radar. That's the next rehab, as well as Fenderson. We're working through on that one. We should have a vacant property here in the next couple months as well.
And that was on the corner of River Road and Moorcrest or River Road and Murphy?
That is a good question.
I thought someone said Moorcrest when I looked.
Yes, it's Moorcrest, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So did it finally get cleaned out?
Yes. So we contracted, you guys voted on it last meeting. Rock Ridge did the clean out, and they went through it and took out a lot. So it is ready to go.
Good. Yeah. Wonderful.
They brought it up to Bath and put it in that front lawn where you took a picture of it.
In that picture. Nick had a picture of a property that had all kinds of stuff. Did it take it away?
Yeah. No,
it's gone?
Village code enforcer picked it up Monday morning.
Oh, all right.
What a mess.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. Just put it out on the street. Somebody will come and get it.
So I did want to discuss River Road. We did come up with a little hiccup in the road for the asbestos abatement. The contractor we voted on, we said, go ahead and start the work. they wanted to give it to a subcontractor, and then they came back and said that subcontractor was no longer available and that I should call this new subcontractor and have discuss quotes with them. So I just wanted permission to send that back out to bid. We were just not feeling good about that, and we felt that that could lead to a problem. So,
and another thought too was in the new bidding package, we'll put in there subcontractors are not allowed.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know that before.
No, we did not.
We've never had that situation.
We've never had it happen.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So it's delayed a bit.
Yeah. So I just wanted to discuss it with the board and, get the go ahead to send it back out to bid.
Do we need to vote on that? Okay. Can we have a motion to do that?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Wait a minute. Somebody has a question.
No. Amanda was wondering who's second.
Oh, sorry. I thought Scott was pointing. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. So when will that go out?
I will do that this afternoon.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll wait and see. Because we can't do anything until it happens anyway.
We cannot, because I have to get the environmentals approved through New York State to start the scope of, not to start the scope of work, but to start the rehab.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. You were going to talk about Fenderson?
So that is still in the eviction process, working its way through. No hiccup so far, but still occupied. So hoping within the next meeting or two, that is also a vacant property that we could start the environmental on and in the rehab process.
So where is that? Is it Fenderson Street in Painted
Fenderson Bluffs? Street Extension.
Extension. Which? Oh,
Kelvin Smith.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's the extension. But someone's living in it still.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on rehab updates?
None on my end.
You guys over here?
College Ave's finished. We're just working our way through River Road. We have had some discussions in-house about scope of work. And Doug has started working on that while we wait on the asbestos abatement. Okay. But I think we're pretty much caught up. We're just waiting on Cottage.
So that would be the next item that I was going to go into.
So let me ask, because I don't think I remember, for the River Road, are we doing a full rehab? Is it everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went through, the roof looks good. Siding looks good. Just needs to be power washed. The windows need to be replaced. Some of the heating elements need to be replaced, possibly a new furnace or boiler, whatever's downstairs. Flooring, for the most part, looks good. Maybe just some rugs up in the bathrooms, maybe carpet in the bedrooms, reconfiguring the bathrooms. And then just some of the downstairs space, anywhere that there may be some signs of moisture, removing the drywall that's been affected by that. But, and then landscaping stuff, we figured it's probably going to be a little bit higher of a priced home. So maybe getting somebody out there to do some landscaping maintenance outside would be a good selling feature. But for the most part, and the pool, figuring out if the pool is in good shape and just needs a new liner. But I mean, it's not going to be a huge rehab. It's a big house, but most of it's probably going to be windows and then just some minor things.
Is that an above ground?
Yes.
Sometimes those are seen as more of a liability than they are anything to keep.
They can be, yeah. So we'll have to go through. It's filled with some green water and plants and stuff right now. So we need to.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some environmental concerns there with the wetlands, but yeah, figuring out, we've got to get the ripped cover out of there and pump the water out to see if the pool is salvageable. Some people love them. Some people hate them. But
is there a deck around the pool or what's it look
there
like?
There is a deck with a gate on it.
Okay.
So it at least has that for insurance purposes to be safe. But I think it's going to be a cute little house when it's done.
It's in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Demos.
Demo update. So start right off the bat with Cottage Avenue. That is now going to be my focus. Is beginning that, and as well as that shared wall. So, like I said, that's going to be priority number one going forward. We got to get that down and get that one completed. The appraisal came back just a week or two ago. It came back at the 30,000 range. So less than what the neighbor thought it would come in at, higher than what I thought it would come at. But either way, now we have somewhat of a starting point should worst case scenario happen. So we are ready to get moving on this. The contractor that bid it last year, still willing to stick with his price. So that one, hopefully we can start, or not start, but get it done soon.
What are you waiting on? I mean, this has gone on for months and months and months.
This one we have been worried about, quite frankly, a lawsuit with the neighbor. He's kind of put up roadblocks at every point, and the appraisal to me and at the time county attorney thought that was the best way to somewhat mitigate our liability, because then we have a true understanding of market value of that property.
Right. Okay.
So that's all settled.
It's a row
there's
house.
There's a shared wall.
It's a brick.
It's a row house.
He's afraid they're going to take down the one. His wall might.
Oh.
Yeah.
Correct. There might be some structural inefficiencies afterwards.
There's going to have to be some exterior work when that's taken down, because when they take that end row house down, and this is at the end, it'll expose that. So what they expose will not be suited for, you know, for outdoors.
And this is a vacant building. His building is vacant. Yeah. But his expectation was more than what we wanted.
I think that $30,000 appraisal is pretty generous.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. But now it looks like it'll make everybody happy.
I'm hoping so. I, you know, we got to get it. We got to move forward. It's taken up a lot of time and effort on a lot of people's part, and we have to get this one done.
So. And we're lucky the contractor is holding the price and staying with it.
Yes.
Because it's been so long.
Yeah, well, thank God.
We're about a year out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's just get it done.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time, effort, and patience with this. I know the neighbors are certainly looking forward to having
I've
that
talked to them all.
So, Mark, for
more than once.
For your information, the row house on the end is totally open. So the roof outside wall, totally exposed. You know, mold. The smell comes out of there. It's disgusting.
I've talked to some local police officers. Kids have gone in there too. Obviously, that is unsafe structure. We don't want anybody getting hurt. So for many, many reasons, this is the focus.
And we've been talking about it for over a year. So let's get it.
Are we thinking the demo can take place later this month?
I'm going to get with Adam right after this afternoon. He's the demo contractor, and start working on the contract, getting timelines in place, because we have to coordinate that with DPW and the trucking.
Right.
So possibly, yes.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there to clap and celebrate.
Oh, yeah, I will be. I'll bring the balloons.
There you go.
We have two other ones that will be demoed at some point in time, and that's Church Street and Campbell. And we are accepting a donation in Woodhall, working through those as well. Campbell, that is another eviction that we're working through. Woodhall is a donation. We had to break up a trust, put it into the owners, and then deed it over to the land bank. So somewhat complicated, but working through both of them. Wouldn't mind doing those two as a package bid with a contractor, but hopefully
they're both single family homes.
No, one in Woodhall, I believe, is a three unit,
multi unit.
Yeah, but that's like right at the head of Main Street, and it took on a lot of water damage in the
store. Oh,
okay,
and that's a donation.
And that is a donation, and we accepted that 6 months ago, but we were working through the legal end of it. Just wanted to get
that zone is commercial in Woodhall, since it's right there on Main, or is it residential and commercial?
I think it is residential.
Okay.
But that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure on that.
So when we demo, let's say the one in Woodhall, what and sell the live vacant lot, or are we gonna try to build something?
No, I my suggestion would be to sell the lot. It's very visible. Very visible lot in Woodhall as you come down into it. So maybe there's a need or a want from somebody. I don't know. But given the what happened to it 3 years ago, I don't know if I'd want to build something on it.
Yeah. And the same as in Campbell? What are we doing?
Campbell is, again, working through. This was one we took after the fact from the county. The purchaser through the real estate auction, the tax foreclosure auction, did not pay the full 100%. We paid a portion, received title, now working through the eviction.
Anything else on that? Mm-hmm. Inventory status.
So July was a busy month. We had up to, I think, 3 closings, Can of Steel, a couple Campbell lots, and there was another one in there. But working through getting rid of these vacant lots that we have in our inventory to, you know, clean it up. And if you remember last year, we obviously took on quite a number of properties, just trying to work through and get those to, you know, good partners. Also, I think we spoke with a guy in Wayland. He would like to possibly donate is it a residential?
Yes.
Residential structure. Working through that. We're just in the very, very early stages of that. So that might be something in the future. But inventory status is decreasing, and that's right now a good thing because next month we will look at the foreclosure list for the October sale and get your guys' approval to be able to bid on some of these properties.
So do we have a date for this sale?
Yeah, I'm going to bring that this month.
Okay. But October.
But we're looking at mid October.
Okay.
How many properties do you think so far?
The last number I saw was we're down to 22.
Really? It's gone down.
But there's still another batch of properties that aren't going.
What do you mean?
Wasn't there going to be, they weren't filed in time?
Not this year. That would be for next year. Yeah.
So inventory wise, we're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could have done it anywhere, but at the conference, the land bank conference, which I enjoyed going with you guys and hanging out. I got to the sessions that I wanted, but you guys were more because you were there earlier because it was NICOM as well. And I didn't go to the NICOM stuff, but it seems like a lot of people are concerned that their inventories are depleting. They can't spend the money. And I'm like, wow, they can't spend the money.
We don't have that issue.
I know. And I'm like, I didn't want to say anything, but I'm like, I don't know what the cause was and I'm not sure. But the other part of the conference I was disappointed in was I didn't get to hear about the new laws. And you guys heard about it because you were at the conference longer, but maybe you can give us a little update to what.
You're going to make me test my memory this morning. Overall, so land banks are just having an issue with getting approvals for either acquisition or moving forward through environmentals. The second pot of money that HCR has that's open for applications right now requires you to have spent or allocated 70 to 75% of your existing award. So Steuben County's already hit that. We are one of the very few that can request more funds. So while yes, we're windling down the existing inventory, we need to have kind of a game plan moving forward for being able to request a new pot of money. As far as the Tyler versus Hennepin County, I wish you were there. There was a lot of really good information and they wound up going over. But essentially, you know, counties have to come up with a game plan on how they're going to determine value of the home. So the auction being one of them. Appreciate you guys setting the minimums and the reserves for it, because I know other counties are not doing that. But there's a 3-year look back period. I don't know how that's going to affect title. I know some land banks have issues with title on homes because they don't own them for 2 or more years. That may be moved to 3 years. But a lot of counties are taking a lot of risk. So like Syracuse is still not having a tax sale. They are still acquiring all of the homes from the municipality. And the municipality is paying them back for any properties, any surplus funds at the end of the year, up to, I think it's 500,000 But they're taking a calculated risk on that. I'm interested, and we can do this as a sidebar later, as to progress on River Road, because there aren't a lot of people challenging the surplus funds. I'm interested to see where we're at that, with that. But there are a lot more people coming out of the woodwork right now trying to request surplus funds on these homes that they haven't paid on. But they also are adding in different things that you can add to that tax levy. So really just looking at what the administrative fees are to make sure that whatever you're getting from the tax sale really includes time and resources that have gone into it to be able to recoup funds. But yeah, it's going to be a statewide problem for municipalities, and they're going to lose millions and millions of dollars because of it. So,
Mitch, have you heard any? Have you gotten any updates from the state or?
Yeah, I mean, we have a little bit clearer direction forward. You know, Danielle mentioned the administrative fees. I think it's 2% of the taxes owed, or $250, I think, is what we're able to claim for administrative fee.
$250?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Which I think usually the 2% is more. But, you know, so the process is going to work similar to bank foreclosures. It's my understanding the courts aren't really prepared yet. Jen Prosick and I had a meeting with on one of our surplus claims, and we essentially had to inform the court that, you know, you need to develop the forms and be able to receive, because what we have to do is report, we have to submit a surplus report to them, to the court. And then, you know, we already have the funds in an escrow account, and we hold those, and applications for the surplus would go through the court similar to a bank foreclosure proceeding. So that's kind of the gist of what we're going to be looking at for a process. It'll probably be a good thing that we're having a smaller group this time in this auction round to run through initially. As far as looking back, as far as I know, we're just looking back 1 year at this point. So the 2023 auction, we'll have to submit a report of what we have for surplus for that year. But so far, and I'm sure there'll be litigation, but so far that's as far back as we're going to have to go at this point. So,
so private sale and donations are encouraged.
Yes.
So I have a question, Chris. Can you go back to the property in Whalen that it's a single family home and they want to donate it? Is this going to be a demo?
Yes.
And maybe this is how we use our money and continue to use it. But I'm just wondering, have we become the bank for some of these landowners who don't want to spend the money to demo? They'd rather donate it and let the taxpayers do it.
So that's a great point, Scott. And so let's look at it from a different perspective. There are a lot of private demos performed in the county to begin with. They either let it go to tax auction, and that's where we become the de facto demolisher per se. But yes, that is the case in this one. They do not want to spend their own funds to demo it, because they will have to abate it first. Well, perform a survey, asbestos abatement, demo, and then do whatever with the lot. So costly endeavor for private individuals, and just don't want to go through it.
So I guess it works towards the goal of what this land bank was formed for, was to remove blight,
mm-hmm.
or reduce blight in the county. I guess as long as the property owner that donates it never makes out anyway,
correct,
benefit wise, it's okay, because it does help remove bad properties.
And the property was purchased from a tax sale. And if we weren't to accept it, probably would end up back in through another one.
Right. Okay.
Another way to look at it is if, you know, and generally speaking, that is if these people had the money or were willing to spend the money to abate and do the demo, they probably would have kept the property,
fixed it up
to begin with, and it wouldn't have got to that point, right? But by the time it does get to that point, it becomes a burden on the neighborhood, on the residents, and then on the municipality itself. And it becomes a quality of life issue. And in certain instances, and Cottage Ave is a perfect example, not only is it a quality of life issue, but it's a public safety issue. And then, you know, ultimately the neighbors are, you know, looking toward the city or the village or the town or, you know, whatever the municipality is to do something about it. And I think that's where the land bank has really, really been a success throughout the county addressing some of these properties.
Yeah, I get. So this one through Wayland was a tax foreclosure purchased, and then they didn't complete the sale or complete the purchase?
No, they completed the purchase, so they own it. But once they realized the process that they have to abate it, they thought they would be able to abate themselves and then have a family member demo it. And when they realized all that's not how the law works.
5 gallons of gas and a, you know, I mean.
Right. Once they were informed of the actual process, they were not interested in.
Okay.
Too close to the apartments next to it.
Okay.
Where is it?
That was sad.
Have you seen gas prices lately?
Is that on right on Main Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just down from the other one you found.
Okay.
For the post office.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So my question is, because our inventory is depleting a little, should we be starting to ask municipalities again if they have properties that they're concerned about so we can start building for the next run of money?
Yeah. So with the tax sale coming up, I have had some code enforcers reach out. Is this one on the list? Is this one on the list? So those will continue to pop up. But yeah, we definitely need to figure out ways to acquire more going forward outside of the tax auction.
Okay.
And any of those county land banks that have a surplus or having a hard time finding the, you know, something to spend it on, you know, they could transfer that over to us.
I was really surprised, but they're not going to get anything else if they don't get this done.
Correct.
And there were a lot of them talking about it. It's like, wow, I didn't expect it. I was surprised.
And this is, so Paris reporting for the budget is going to be due soon. There is talk on the executive level of the association on doing different tiers for admin fees. A lot of people are seeing that they could allocate more funds in that admin phase one than what they received the first time, since it was based on what your expenses were in the Paris reporting. So that's something, if you want to just keep me informed in what the budget looks like, we can see if there's anything that we can do to try to get more money. Insurance, they're doing, a lot of land banks are doing utilities and maintenance as part of that phase one budget. So admin, insurance, audit, any legal fees, utilities, maintenance, all of.
Referring to the 100,000 grant?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's the easy one for us to spend through.
Right, but if there's an opportunity to ask for more, that's what they're trying to do, is people are saying, we can spend that. We need more money in that pot. And because HCR had said, okay, well, there's these two, you're either in tier A or tier B. They've asked the association to kind of look at where everybody's budgets are. And is there room to do different tiers for that, for people to request more money in that?
They seem very flexible. Everybody that spoke. That they're just wanting to give you
the money. They want to give you the money, spend it however you want. There was a lot of discussion on, people are like, what do you mean you can just get money for your acquisition and then you get money for your rehab and then you keep all of the money at the end? Because typically you have to balance that budget and they want to be a gap filler. This money does not work that way. So, and I think that's why a lot of land banks weren't able to spend down their money. They were using it as gap filler funds. Instead of just, here's all of our expenses, you pay for everything and we keep all the profit. And we are able to do that, which is great. It's going to enable land banks to have a pot of money to work from if and when these funds dry up. But it's just, it's a unique you know, situation for HCR to give this money away the way that they are. So whatever we can do to get more.
Absolutely. So they did give us a bus tour of all of the properties that they've done, or some of the properties they've done in the Oswego area. And I think we've done just as good, if not better, from some of those places and where they've had them. So I was impressed, but I wasn't impressed.
What are the thresholds for the budget that they're looking at?
I'd have to go back and look because it's been what, at least 2 years now. So I don't remember what it was, but I think it was either you could get 100,000 or 200,000, and it was either your over expenses of X or your under. So
if, for some reason, $1 million is sticking in
my head
because it was 10%, 100,000. So anything over that was the next level.
Yeah. But like I said, they're looking for recommendations on how to change that, especially as other expenses continue to increase, like insurance, making sure that we're utilizing the money the best way we can.
Which, quickly speaking on insurance, ours renews this month. And that is a very big expenditure for the land bank.
Yep.
We have to carry scaffolding insurance, even though we are not a contractor of any sort. And that is a huge expense.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Because they can come back.
$35,000.
Yeah. So I think it's still good that we get some information from the other municipalities so that we have some idea, because I'm sure we have them in Corning, we have more in Hornell, although we've been doing a pretty good job with you guys. And Waylon, thank goodness. And it's good to see Woodhull. So we're expanding a little bit outside Bath. You know, I mean, we know there's properties everywhere. So it would be good to have.
We've done a couple in Campbell.
Yeah, I was going to say Campbell's. Yeah. Campbell's got some good attention.
Yeah. So we're doing good. I'm sorry. Arbor request.
Elizabeth.
So Douglas knows a little bit more about this, but I'm just going to read what he wrote. Okay. So he's on vacation. So we have a homeowner. They were supposed to be an MMHR, which is a mobile home replacement program. And they decided, because their homeownership program at Arbor decided, because you can't do things to a mobile home, you can just replace a mobile home. They actually built her a house, a stick built 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, using the blueprints that we plan to reuse for the Steuben County Land Bank, to build a full house for this family. Current assessments is a $58,000 with an old mobile home. New assessment is likely to be around $150,000. Homeowner is a single mother of four who has dealt with a domestic violence issue. The construction cost was $144,720, which C&E did. And Hunt, the architect, was $3,000 for the blueprints. Using several different funds, MMHR, AHC, CDBG, and the domestic violence shelter donated $2,500 from Arbor. They came in at $138,350. So today we're just, we have a gap still of $9,370. The homeowner said that she could come up with about $4,370 of that. So we're asking to leverage LBI funds, which Syracuse is now doing to help homeowners do rehab on their home. And this would be reimbursable $5,000. This will add to the leveraged funds for the project, as well as giving us as a land bank a test run at doing stick-built projects as a template blueprint. The blueprints will need to be adjusted still for each land bank project based on site and utility availability, but this can be the base for the architect to use and just make the minor adjustments needed. So we're basically paying for the blueprints, it seems like. So today we're just asking for the Steuben County Land Bank to donate, well, not donate, but to give $5,000 towards this project.
And where is this property located?
It is in Tuscarora, I'm pretty sure. It's in Tuscarora. I totally blanked on that. Thank you for asking. So it is in Steuben County. She did have a mobile home. They have moved, they're moving towards demolishing the mobile home, but the house is beautiful. Chris has done a great job on it.
Are they in the house?
they are currently moving into the house. There were still a couple of things that needed to be done. There was a flow test that needed to be done and a couple of different things and getting the utilities hooked up. So she should be, I would say she should be moved into the home by the end of the month.
Nice.
And the use of our funds is approved for something like this?
Yeah, so it would be reimbursable through the grant. And going forward, it, you know, for the next round of funds, it's another avenue to ask for more money, to be able to hit on more projects. So I think it's, you know, it's a great project, obviously worthy cause, would certainly recommend it.
I'd make a motion we fund that.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? Yeah, Mark.
So she stipulated to demolish the mobile home so that we don't wind up with the property. She can't back out of that.
That is part of the mobile home replacement project that's Arbor Housing does in the home ownership program.
Good question, though. But I did remember hearing that at the conference as well, that people are, I didn't remember it was Syracuse, but that they're doing this kind of thing. Like I said, they're willing to give us the money.
Yeah, and with the mobile home replacement project, I already do the environmentals for that. So all the environmentals have been done. So it should be very easy to be reimbursed.
And real quickly, this is also going to be similar to the Townsend Ave lot that we have in Riverside. That this is kind of going to be a template for that. So we've downsized those prints and see how this works out, plays out in Tuscarora to mirror it here in Riverside. So
the prints themselves we could reuse. Yep. You're thinking,
yeah, so it. We've already discussed with Hunt, because when we put it out to bid, Townsend the first time it came back way too high, so we're thinking of downsizing and using this template.
Perfect. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carried. Great. Anything else? Jack, did you have anything? Chris?
I'm all set. Thank you.
All right. Next meeting is September 4th, 10:30. Remember, the time change is 10:30 now, so you don't have to wait for us to finish. And we did pretty good at the last meeting. You know, we ended just on time. So Thank you all. I need a motion to adjourn. Sorry. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think how Jeff always starts meetings.